This morning, November 12, 1976, I'm speaking with Mr. John Hart of Adamsville Road. Mr. Hart and I have known each other ever since we moved here in 1951. Your work here in your little greenhouse has over the years given us much more pleasure than you can imagine. Our flats of plants were always more than a baker's dozen, and we loved coming here because you loved them so much. We bought your stone ground meal at other places where you have it sold, first at Bordy Tripp's Manchester store, later at many other places. Johnny Hart, your jolly cakes are superb. You've done many other good deeds all over the area. Your tractor's been busy most summers helping others, as well as yourself, clear your meadows and theirs. You may have done many other helpful things I know nothing of, but I want to know all, and I and all Westporters want to know all we can about you. I'm Mary Giles of Central Village. I wish we'd live nearer to you. I want to ask you some questions. Were you born in Westport?
I was born in Tiverton.
Tiverton. When?
In February 26, 1903.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you move to Westport?
I moved to Westport in 1920.
Mm-hmm. And so as a young man growing, as a young child growing up, you were always in Tiverton. And you went to school there, elementary school.
In Tiverton, and, mm-hmm. But always known this territory all my life.
Well, you know they moved the boundary lines between Tiverton and Westport back and forth so many times.
And Dartmouth, too.
And Dartmouth. Mm-hmm. That you could almost live in one place if you lived in the other. Somebody was telling me yesterday that at one time the same house that they lived in had been in Tiverton and in Little Compton and in Westport. And it was they lived in the same house all the time. And I thought that was funny. When you moved here, what did you do first for work?
I worked in the store, most of the time on the road, taking orders and delivering groceries, grain, kerosene.
Which store?
Gray store, right here.
And what about the greenhouse? You didn't have that there.
I started that about 1932.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many years do you think was that after you moved here? You said?
That was roughly 40 years.
So you were working in the store all that time, taking orders. What did you sell? Did you sell about the same kinds of things they still sell in the store now?
Much the same, mm-hmm. only everything was in bulk.
Yeah.
Beans, rice, sugar, mm-hmm. crackers, mm-hmm. everything now is in packages.
Yes. And I don't suppose, was the road out here paved at that time?
This road was paved just through the village. Mm-hmm. On the outskirts, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But through the village, it was paved just a short time before I came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember.
What kind of lights did you use? Did you have electricity?
Kerosene lights. Altogether. My wife's job every day was to wash store chimneys as well as the house chimneys.
Yes. Yes. Was the store? I mean, there weren't very many houses around at that time. Did the store pay pretty well or didn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How about when the Depression came?
Well, it got along all right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't think they ever made a lot of money. But, of course, in those days, you didn't think too much about money, only just enough to get along and pay your bills.
Yes. What did you use for transportation? Did you have a car?
I had a car. My first car, about 1922.
Mm-hmm. That was before you came here? I can't remember.
No, that was after I came here. I came here in about 1920.
And so you got a car.
1918.
Now, this store, did you own it?
My wife's people owned the store.
Were your wife's people all born here in Westport?
No, my wife's people were born in Tiverton. They came here just 100 years ago this year.
They came to Westport 100 years ago
in
1876.
Yeah, they came here. That's right.
Where did they live here?
They lived on Lake Road in Tiverton.
What was your wife's maiden name?
Her name was Gray.
Gray.
Yes, that's...
Gray or Greg?
Gray.
Gray.
G-R-A-Y.
So that's why it's Gray's Mill.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Her grandfather bought this place 100 years ago. And then her father and her brother continued this business until her brother passed away. And that made her the last of the Grays.
Yes.
And bought the property.
And so you're carrying on.
Yes, my wife was born in this house. Yes. And always lived here all her life.
How'd you meet her? Because you were right in the store next
because
door.
Because I came here to work.
Yes. And so you just met her got married.
I hired out to work for 2 weeks. Another man that worked here wanted to go away for 2 weeks. So I hired out. But I've been here now 56 years.
56. You hired out for 2 weeks and you stayed 56. Yeah. You're like the man who came to dinner. Do you remember? Stayed forever. Well, this is very interesting to me because I hadn't realized that it had been in your wife's family for that long a time.
The
centennial. Well, can you describe what kind of heat did you have in the store?
Pot-bellied wood stove, wood and coal.
Mm-hmm. And you banked it, I suppose, overnight to keep it warm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you say the things were in bulk. Bread. Did you sell bread?
Sold bread. I can recall it. I was speaking with someone this morning about the price of bread. A bottle of this morning for 73 cents.
Is that awful?
And we used to sell it 3 loaves for a quarter. I sold tons of it on the road. Mm-hmm. 3 loaves of bread for a quarter.
And when you went around delivering, did you use your own car, or what did you deliver in?
Our company car. No, we had a...
You had a truck.
An old truck. In fact, in the wintertime, we used a horse and sleigh.
Sleigh.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think the winters were more severe than the
winters were more severe. One big business here in the wintertime was filling ice houses with ice from the mill pump.
Yes.
And we always had cold winters so that we got good thick ice.
Yes.
Which now we do not have.
No. You don't get
No, the winters are not. It's cold.
It feels to me as if this is going to be a cold one, doesn't it?
Well, it does act it. I've been husking corn this forenoon, and the husks are very thick, and that's a pretty good sign.
Is it? Yes. Well, where was the nearest ice house to you?
We had them right here, just beyond this shed. Mm-hmm. 3 large ice houses we filled from the pond.
Mm-hmm.
We put runs up from the pond into the houses right across the road.
Yes. Listen, would you mind taking the time to explain to me how you cut the ice, how you did, I don't know anything about it, and I think people 100 years from now, when they read this tape, want to know how ice was cut.
Well, at first, we used a horse marker. It was a plow. We marked it down about 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went through it the second time, which made about a 5-inch cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd saw out what we call a sluiceway, and then break each cake off with what we call a needle.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have to saw it all the way through.
No,
only
it was split, wouldn't it? Just the way you do with an ice pick.
Right, And then we'd put the runs up into the house, close the road to traffic even.
Mm-hmm.
They used this lower way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used the hoss to pull it in with, mm-hmm. pull the ice up the run into the house.
You had some sort of a dray or sleigh or something that you pulled it in on?
We just used a rope fastened to a big hook that we put on the end of the, mm-hmm. and we'd take maybe 7 or 8 tapes at one time.
What size were they? Would they be 50 pounds, 25 pounds?
Oh, they were 300 pounds.
300 pounds.
12-inch ice weighed just about 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. It was, they were, let's see, 22 by 44.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
44 long, 22 wide.
As a child, I can remember, of course, we had an ice box, and the ice man came and brought ice, and I think we got 50 pounds every week or something like that. And you'd sell it. You'd break it up then, didn't you? You'd cut it up.
Oh, yes. You'd make things. I was in the ice business myself after the Grays died. We bought the place. I rented the store to an Edward Cook fellow that worked with me mm-hmm. in the store. I rented the store to him and took over the meal and ice business mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a good business.
Yes, it was.
Saved Westport Harbor and Westport Point.
Mm-hmm. And you delivered?
Oh, yes. And this was before very much mechanical refrigeration, of course. Mm-hmm.
This is when everyone had kerosene lamps and
oh,
so
yes.
on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is very interesting to us because I didn't know the process this well. When you were a young man here and just married, you worked at what you just said. What did you do for social life? What did you do for fun? Were there clam bakes or what kind
yes.
of parties and things?
Yes. The hall, which is now the dish store in the village, mm-hmm. was a very busy place every evening. Either movies or dances or plays from different ones in the village. The
summer and winter
society.
Both?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. oh yes. Mm-hmm.
So you never lacked for
I never
something
lacked, no.
to do for fun.
Of course, in those days we I can't break off. Or
yes, I can. We talked about the parties and the fun you had over
oh, yes.
there. Did you have clam bakes and things like that too?
We had clam bakes at the church. Mm-hmm. And yes, we actually had a lot of the private clam bakes. Mm-hmm. In those days, my wife's brother was very apt at making the old-fashioned clam bakes.
And so you and your friends would
we'd
get
do that
together
perhaps
and have
on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Have a clam bake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be your social life, too.
Oh, yes, oh yes. And I guess I started to say that we didn't work 8 hours a day. We worked, we didn't need so much socializing because
no.
we put in long hours
you were
of work
so tired and the light wasn't good and you went
oh, yes.
to bed early. yes. I was going to ask something else, but I've forgotten now too. Why did you happen to begin to raise, you had this mill and you had the ice business. How did you happen to begin to raise plants and have a greenhouse?
That started from buying plants to sell at the store in mm-hmm. the spring of the year. Mm-hmm. We bought plants from a greenhouse over in Dartmouth. And I'd go over there and get a load every now and then. And I had to think, why not raise some plants myself?
Then you wouldn't have to pay so much.
yes, but I like to work very much.
I know.
So. Well, now I'm getting ahead of myself. Actually, I built the greenhouse for my wife. She's very fond of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I built it for her to put houseplants in.
Oh, that was lovely.
But we ran it all winter when there was a lot of houseplants. But they got quite, they have a lot of lice on them. and it was expensive to